Some U.S. troops in Iraq are taking part in a tradition as old as war itself. They're putting pen to paper, writing poetry about their experiences. And every 2 weeks, at a base in Baghdad, dozens of them gather to read from their work. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro was there for one of their meetings and sent this report.
It's a chilly night at Camp Victory, one of the sprawling U.S. military bases at Baghdad's international airport. Inside a makeshift recreation center surrounded by concrete blast walls, a steady stream of soldiers trickle in from the cold. Those already inside who've been playing ping pong or chatting quiet down, and everyone takes their seats.
Sit back, enjoy.
It's time for this week's poetry jam to begin.
Make sure that if you have pieces, please sign your name up. Everybody tracking? All right.
Over the hum of the generator and heaters, the velvet-voiced MC for the evening, Lieutenant D. Randolph from the Missouri National Guard, gets the crowd pumped up with hip-hop. There are at least 70 men and women present, and the atmosphere is electric. Randolph has been hosting the twice-monthly poetry evenings since October, and they've become ever more popular.
It's a stress reliever. It's an opportunity to not just get your thoughts out on paper, but actually to express those thoughts and to release them.
As the soldiers read their poems, it becomes clear that most of those thoughts revolve around one thing. Randolph begins.
I thought of you today and how making love to you is just so sweet and so good. It just feels right. It's so good, you know, that good, that good feeling, like it makes my toes curl feel good or make me shiver just thinking about it good. You know that good feeling, like Campbell's soup is good.
Most of the other poems are even more explicit, and the crowd clearly loves them. Many of the soldiers attending tonight are from what's called the rear echelon. They provide logistical support, but they don't venture out to the front line. Their days and nights are marked more by loneliness and longing than by fear, and it shows in the subject matter they choose. If their writing is anything to go by, sex is what they miss the most. For others, though, the war is terribly real, and their poems try and make sense of what they see. 41-year-old Staff Sergeant Jimmy King wrote this poem after someone he knew was killed by a roadside bomb.
Why you want to kill me? I came to help you. I asked you to stand up and fight, but I only see a few. So I asked, why are you trying to kill me? I came to set you free. I left my life to help you and your wife, so why are you trying to kill me? I'm here to set you free. Day after day, I go outside the wire. I pray I come back and don't expire. Why are you trying to kill me? I ask you again, I don't want to die for your sins. I spent billions of dollars to set you free. You spent millions of dollars to kill me. Believe me when I say I'm ready to leave. I feel your pain, I see your plight, but now it's time for you to stand up and fight. Stop trying to kill me and you will be free.
49-year-old Sergeant Sean Smith chooses as his subject the blast walls that surround almost everything at U.S. military bases now.
We went from victory to liberty, and now we're at New Stonehenge, with the silent dolmen standing round, as though tombs were set upon the ground. We're being walled in and don't know where it will end. Will we be totally enclosed as concrete that has been posed around our trailers like upright stones, as though they were some ancient bones from some strange creatures seen in a movie feature? Or will they be removed one day when at last that we can say, we've done our job and all are free and we can go back to liberty?
23-year-old Sergeant Dasmar Lockhart is from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's had back-to-back overseas deployments, and now his wife is divorcing him. His poem detailing his woes ends with this stanza.
Now I'm deployed and my life has changed because she takes all of my money, even what I have saved. She even had the audacity to change my son's last name. She says, you made your bed, now it's time for you to lay because I'm a strong black woman and I will survive. But as for you, I hope your bitch ass doesn't make it back alive.
Dang.
Oh, by the way, I'm using your money to get to my men on the side. So now drown in a puddle of tears because it's only been 23 years and I'm ready to die.
Lockhart says he's been writing poetry since high school, but it wasn't until he came to Iraq that he began reading it out loud to an audience.
Well, it's kind of like a way to let out my feelings. It was hard for me to express it to my wife, so I chose other people that I didn't know, just to see their reaction.
Lockhart says he writes at night to music as a way to transcend what's around him. He says he's dogged by memories of what he's left behind. As another poet, Siegfried Sassoon, wrote, "Soldiers are dreamers. When the guns begin, they think of firelit homes, clean beds, and wives." Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.